and start?
Well, I think he battled really hard. I mean, it wasn't perfect, but he did really good. And, you know, we came out with 2 points on a game where we were challenged a lot by a good team that's way more in sync than we are because they played together. They have less young player exposed. And I thought he handled himself very well. Now, for the future, we'll see what's going to happen. We're going to take a day tomorrow to take a step back and evaluate everything. But we didn't want to talk about it before just because we don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, I'm very happy for him. He deserves it.
You mentioned in French that you felt the players were nervous. Like, what do you think they were nervous about?
Well, we've lost a few games in a row. We lost a few lead. They don't know each other as well as we'd like. So I played the game, man. They're not easy. You're at home. You've lost, a game you should have won a couple nights ago. We haven't won in 5-4 games. So I think the guys were a little, stressed on some of the things we're asking. But that being said, I thought we brought a lot of offense. It's probably one of the game where we brought the most dangerous offense. We could have won this game and score even more goal. I thought our defending, we weren't in sync like we were, let's say, a month ago or even before. Now we have new guys. We were hesitant a little bit. And that's what I told the guys. I don't think we have our A game. I don't think our player have an A game. But we're going to work together to get our A game and realize how good we're going to be down the road. It's a process now. We're in the process of getting better to become a playoff team.
And the special teams tonight, they were...
You go later in the season and you go in the playoff special team, Marquis. Could be the difference. So I'm glad the way it worked out tonight. It's a good example. It's not always going to be that way. You cannot rely on them. But I thought tonight the guys executed really well.
I understand you don't want to pick apart everything you're going to work on with Kotkaniemi while he's here.
Yeah.
But he went to the net more often tonight than I think we saw him do all season.
There is a lot of positive about his game tonight, a lot of it. And what we do with him is when we look at everything he does well and stuff that I know he did better tonight than maybe the first night. And there's other times where we need to make sure that he realized that we want him to go to the next step. So I'm very happy about the way he said, yeah, it was okay. It's hard for a young guy. He has 3 assists tonight. He would have come and say, yeah, I thought it was a great game. And he did make some good play on those power plays. But he knows there's an overall game with him that needs to be worked on. So that's the partnership I have with him, is that we make sure that we evolve. And the reality right now, and what's great, is we got time to put him. Like, he's made a mistake. He's going back. He make a good play. He's going back. We're here. That's why the AHL is here, to get the kid to be last minute, the third period in a 4-4 game. That didn't happen that often with the Habs. That's why, we work with him on that.
How does a coach create consistency? Every player says they want to be consistent, and that's how habits succeed.
Habits.
Well, yeah.
Habits.
That's habits. You're doing that?
Habits. That's the only word. You want to be consistent? Have good habits. A player that has good habits, he has a bad game, you won't even notice. It's when player play on
field. Before a game? Sorry? You mean during a game or before?
During
a game?
The game.
Yeah.
Preparation is part of it. Yeah. Being a pro is part of it. But you say, how can a guy be consistent on the ice? Good habits. Guys that have good habits here, they're not the most talented, they're the most effective. I can tell you 4 or 5 guys on our club that I'm like, every night, even if he has a bad game, I finish, I say, oh, he didn't have his best game. I look back, he didn't cost anything. Cost nothing. Because he has good habits. The guys that don't have good habits, now they rely on talent or feel or having a good day. So it's like rolling the dice. Now, if a guy has talent and he has like hockey sense and he has good feel and he has habits, that becomes a world-class player. It's called spade a spade. That's the world-class player have habits, And there is a guy that we all know that just have talent and they're very inconsistent.
Could you give me an example of one habit? Because I don't know exactly what you mean when you say habits. Because I never
habits means habit. Style of play means that you want guys to, on certain aspect of the game, do the same thing all the time. Mm-hmm. So let's say we play together. If I have good habits, then I'm pretty predictable in what I'm going to do. So it makes my job a lot easier. Right. If I start doing like turning around, my stick up in the air, being on my toes and being ready for every second and third and fourth action, then there's a weak link in the chain. Mm-hmm. Then what happened is that now we're chasing and we're chasing and we're chasing. So with every player, if all of them have all the good habits, that's why you become a team that really tough to play against, because you don't let the other team off the hook. So those habits are everything that has to do without talent, meaning that the way you position yourself, the way you approach a battle, the way you are in the battle, the way that you come back into play, the way that it's all about nothing that has to do with talent. Everybody can do it.
Right.
And that's why guys can play in the NHL. And Nate Thompson is a great example where you say, why him over somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
What's special about him? Good habits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Last question? No?
Good.
Thank you.